Hey, it's Roy Richardson, your friend in the neighborhood tech trail maker. So let me ask you this. You get on the airplane. Do you want the pilot to have a checklist before he takes off? Yes. Yes, you do, in case you didn't have an answer for that. Yes, you want him to go through the checklist or her to make sure that everything is tip-top shape and that the plane is going to be safe. Well, for video, I recommend a checklist as well. So my friend I'm bringing on tonight, Walter Strong III, is coming on. He made this fantastic checklist that talks about what you should do before your video goes live, what to do during your video, and what to do after your video in order to optimize it. So I think you're really going to enjoy this. And so without further ado, I bring on my guest, Mr. Walter Strong III.
Good evening, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Good evening.
In case you don't know, Mr. Strong is an online coach and a live stream producer. He has this amazing show every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. Let me do the math there. That would be 8 a.m. Pacific. And you definitely need to go and watch Walter Strong's show. I've watched the show. He just drops so many truth bombs, so many amazing things. And so I said, Walter, you got this great checklist, and I want you to, it's like, I can show it, but that ain't right, because you made this list, and it is a fantastic list. And so we're going to talk through this list and talk about things you need to do to optimize your show when you go live. And so without further ado, we're going to go ahead and start on that. So let's see what happens. Let's see if I get this right the first time. So here is the YouTube checklist.
All right.
So before going live, you should pick a topic. So our topic tonight, YouTube checklist. So I had the checklist right here. I'm going to check them off. You know, before the show, I was like, oh, did I do this? Did I do that? So anyway, then you need to create your thumbnail. So before you even make the video, you need to create the thumbnail, and then create your show notes. So Walter, give us some insight on show notes. What's your process for creating show notes before you go live?
Well, after I've kind of picked the topic, in this case, working with a live stream checklist, you then, before I even go to the show notes, in my mind, I'm really at hard work looking at the thumbnail. You know, I want something from a thumbnail that's going to really tell the story for the topic and the description. And once you kind of nail that and you see that your thumbnail is going to tell the story of what you want to communicate, I can then take both the topic, the description, and the thumbnail and begin to work on the show notes. Typically, my show notes are, you know, 5 bullet points, but you can work anywhere from 3 to 5 bullet points of your show notes. And then those show notes, each bullet point is going to highlight the importance. So with a checklist, you know, there is the before. So that's the first part of the show notes that's going to cover. Let me back up even before that. If you're going to bring on a guest as well, that's going to join you, you want to make sure you do your due diligence in communicating with them, so that way they are a part of the show notes as well. And then once you do that, you're ready to move on to the next step.
That's awesome. Yep. And so after you get your show notes, then you want to schedule your live stream. And, you know, the benefits of scheduling live stream is that YouTube will go out and notify your subscribers. Hey, Walter Strong III is getting ready to go live at 9 p.m. Well, in his case, 11 a.m. on a Saturday morning. And so it notifies his subscribers, hey, Walter Strong's getting great live in 30 minutes, and you need to go be ready and check it out. And then it'll send a notification when you hit that go live button. So great stuff. Me, when I scheduled my live stream, I said, hey, 9 p.m. tonight, schedule mine out there. And so let's go back. Yes, so schedule your stream.
Right. And before you move forward, if you've – for those of us who are content creators on YouTube who do live stream, YouTube is really – doing its part to help promote our live streams, because, you know, recently when you would schedule a live stream, it would just kind of say, you know, stream scheduled. But now you see this big word that says notify me when you go live. So it's encouraging our subscribers. It's even encouraging those who may have watched our content before and they may get it. And so that notify me is a way of encouraging our subscribers and viewers of the past to click it. And so that's something we want to do in scheduling our live streams, to make sure that it's done early enough for them to be able to be notified. So that's a key point in the scheduling.
Good stuff. Yep. All right. Next up, so description section. So you mentioned it already, you know, you're kind of doing your thumbnail and collaborating to get your show notes together. Definitely need to write that description section. And then tags and hashtags. So, you know, what's your thoughts on there?
Well, once you look at your keywords, if you did any keyword research and putting together your topic and your title, depending on what type of third-party tool that you have, like for me, I'm using TubeBuddy, so I'm relying heavily on TubeBuddy to be able to come up with some good tags that's going to help me to have a live stream rank in search. That's important to me, because the more you get your live stream to rank in search, the better you're going to get it to be exposed. And then with hashtags, you know, some people feel that, you know, you can just do, you know, general hashtags that's okay for tonight. Hashtag live stream checklist, hashtag live stream tips. But here's the problem. If you go that route, based on what research those hashtags show you, you're going to have any and everybody looking at that. You know, are you talking about live stream for Facebook? Are you talking about live stream for Twitch? So you have to kind of be careful with the hashtags. So I typically stick on brand. You know, I do live stream tips, then I do hashtag Walter Strong III, and then I do hashtag the Huddle WS III from a branding. So my last two are always going to point to my brand. The other one is going to point to live stream tips. Hmm. And if you do that, you can't go wrong.
Yep. And so then, you know, if you're planning to go live, then you can, you know, publish your stream. So you're kind of basically saying, yep, let's just publish it so that it sets that in place so that you're ready for your schedule. And then promote your stream. So, Walter, what do you do to promote your streams before you go live?
Before I go live, part of my promotion strategy is going into Canva, putting together some social media posts for Instagram, IG, because I have an audience of followers there, which me and you both follow each other on Instagram. And so it gives me an opportunity to share my IG post with you. I share our IG stories. I also do Facebook, LinkedIn. So I use social media posts that way. And then another way I look to promote is through going in while it's published, but I'm not live yet, is to share the live stream before I go live. So I'm like this morning, once you had everything posted on YouTube, I took the time to post the live stream on Facebook with my community, posted it on LinkedIn. And so you want that visibility of constantly getting the stream out there. Now, some would argue and saying where you're sharing on another social media platform, so their algorithms won't allow it to stay in the news feed as much because you're trying to pull people from off platform. Well, I'm not trying to pull everybody off from that platform. I'm just trying to get that stream and that promotion to the audience of people who I know I'm connected to. So as long as I do those two things. And then thirdly, sometimes I'll do email marketing. So I've built up enough of an email following of previous creators that I've collaborated with and just did live streams together, and I'll share that way. So that's sort of my three-pronged approach to track.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. So then you set up your overlays.
Correct.
And then you set up your stream music, because music is a good thing to have. And then send out your email. So you were just talking about that. That you'll send out emails to let people know, hey, I'm going live at this day and time. Be there or be square.
That's correct. And again, if you're having a guest, you're going to communicate with them pretty much throughout the process. But it's always good to have, you know, that last email go out the day before. Because let's face it, life does happen. things can happen where a person's best intentions may not produce the results that they want. And so there have been times where I'm looking at the clock and it's 5 minutes before showtime, and I reach out to the person in through chat because they haven't responded to the email, and they say, "I'm sorry, I overslept because of blah, blah, blah." And I go, "No problem. How much time do you need? Or do you think we need to reschedule?" So it's just these basic things you want to put into practice to put yourself in the best position for your live stream to really add value to viewers that watch you.
All right. Now it's time to go live. So that was all the stuff you need to do before you go live. And now it's time to go live. And we hit that button. And so, well, you turn on your system if you hadn't already. I actually recommend, if, you know, I would reboot my computer before going live. I've seen where there's apps running in the background. You don't even know that can have an impact. And so, hey, let's just clean the slate in a few minutes. Reboot the system. You know, I don't find that so much on a Mac, but when I was on a PC, yes, OBS was a finicky animal. And I found with OBS, you want to reboot before you go live. That is, you are a big fan of StreamYard. So StreamYard, it's in a browser. So I don't imagine that's such an issue, because it's all happening in the background on a in a browser in the cloud. So not such an issue. But if you're running that software local, like OBS or vMix on a Windows platform, you may want to consider rebooting before you get started. I run Ecamm on Mac. I have run OBS, and OBS was finicky on a Mac, so I had to reboot sometimes. So I much prefer Ecamm because it seems to be rock solid for me, but that's just me. And, you know, so then connect to your streaming services. So do you stream to multiple platforms, or are you usually just one, or what's your usual strategy?
My strategy pretty much is streaming to just one platform, which is YouTube. Yes. And again, that's where all the promotion comes in promoting the live stream, sharing it onto other social media platforms through social media posts, sharing the link from YouTube to bring everyone back to YouTube. I think over time, as our channel grows, as our platform grows, and we start to have more of an audience that can be more diverse, where you can go to LinkedIn Live. You can then stream to Facebook when it's time. In its appropriate time, that may be something to do. When I first started out, yes, I was streaming to everyone. But what I was finding is I was getting more people on Facebook and on Twitter, but no one was coming over to YouTube. So the channel wasn't growing. So I just said, you know what? It's a good feature to have, but it's not something for now. I mean, have you multi-streamed, and what has been your sort of your experience with it?
Well, my thought is that YouTube is my first love, and so and I want to give YouTube my very best, and so I have done multi-streaming because I have some software that does it, but I have decided I want to focus completely on YouTube, and there'll be a time when it makes sense to go to other platforms, but that time hasn't arrived for me yet. So I'm 100% focused on YouTube for going live. I will do some promotional stuff on other platforms, but this is you want to see me, you got to come here. This is where you're going to find me.
Exactly. So, exactly. Okay. Right. Definitely.
So if you have guests like I do tonight, Mr. Walter Strong III, and guests, so you bring on the guest ahead of time, you do audio checks. So before we went live, we were checking like, hey, how's the audio sound? How's that going? You want to check your lighting, so we were checking on the lighting. You want to check your internet, make sure the internet's happy. You have to keep the internet happy. And then you got to get your game face on. You have got to get your game face on. Walter, how do you get your game face on before you go live?
Play me some of my favorite motivational music. Even before coming on the night, I put on, you know, Kobe Bryant, some inspirational Kobe Bryant motivational music. And I'll sit there and I'll just listen to it with my headphones on. And my family, they just, you know, when they first started doing it, they were like, well, is he having a seizure? Is he having a stroke? What's going on with him? But as they've seen me do these live streams every week, they realize that's my time to get my game face on. We see it in sports all the time, whether if it's basketball or football. I don't see it so much in baseball that much, but right before the game, the players, they all get together, they huddle up, and they begin to get their game face on. And I think it's the same way for us as content creators. Now, I'm not saying that you got to pretend to be someone else. I'm just saying put yourself in the right mindset. Bring out the best of that you have to offer for your viewers. Even if it's just one viewer, bring out the best in you by putting yourself in the best mindset that you need to be.
Definitely. And then it's time, when you get your game face on, it is time to hit that go live button. You hit that go live button, mm-hmm, and the game is definitely on.
That's right. That's right. It's on. It's on.
And then you come on and you give your opening hook. So you give that value proposition. What am I going to deliver to you tonight? So tonight, I'm like, hey, I am going to show you Walter Strong's checklist before he goes live, while he's live, and after the video is published. So, yeah. And, you know, any more thoughts on that? You just kind of, your hook process.
Correct. And you do your opening hook. You know, in this case, I'll say, you know, how many of you have done live streams and you felt that it was not to the level of success or didn't produce the results that you wanted? Well, you know, this evening we're going to talk about the importance of why you need to have a live stream checklist so that your live streams can produce the results that you're looking for when you're interacting with your audience. And then you just go from there. You bring in your 3 to 9 second music, and then you greet your audience and you're off and running.
Yep. And then if you got some intro music, yeah, you got that intro music kicks in, and then you greet your audience. You say, hey, everybody, how you doing? Welcome tonight. Thank you to everybody. And then you introduce your guest. So here it is, Mr. Walter Strong III. I introduced him. And then you get into your material.
Correct.
And then if you've kind of broken it out, you got bullet points, 1 and 2, you kind of cover a couple of topics, and then you engage your audience. And so that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to engage our audience. So I hear a lot of folks out there that are chatting with us here. Let's see who we got. So first of all, Adobe Under Fire. Hey, Roy and Walter. Hey, welcome out there. And then Walter's here. He says, we're live. Let's go. And Marcus, what are you doing up so late, man? I so early, actually. Thank you for coming by. And he says, hey, Walter. Walter's hyped tonight. Yep. My wife says, hi, everyone.
All right. The queen is in the house.
Yep. And then Walter always has his game face on. That is true. That is one of the things you find. When you watch him Saturday mornings, he is ready. So, I mean, that's good stuff. That's always exciting. That's why I like watching your live stream. You are prepared and ready, and you got your game face on, and, you know, we get started and going. So, good stuff.
There you go. And see, in the simple fact that the audience, as you as a viewer, can experience that, I think it makes it that more interactive, you know. And it just, for some reason, with online videos, I couldn't capture that side of myself by just sitting in front of a camera for 3 to 5 minutes and then, you know, and then say, hey, you know, like and subscribe and click the notification. I just couldn't get that. But live stream just brings out a creative passion in me that wants to interact with people. And the bottom line is adding value the best way that I can. And if I'm entertaining you to relieve some stress out of your life, or if I'm educating you, or if I'm edutaining you, doing both, that's all good.
Yeah, and that's what I shoot for, is edutainment. I figure if you're entertaining people, then while you're presenting information that is useful to them, then it's easier for them to retain that information. And cool. They have a good feeling while they're going through that process. So, if you have more bullet points, you go through more bullet points. You go through, you know, bullet point number 5. Just an example of going through material. And then after you present it all, you give a summary of what you've already talked about. So this is, you know, it reinforces the information that you've shared with everybody.
That's correct. That's correct. And I mean, you can do it a host of multiple ways. You can do, for me, I find doing slide presentations are the most effective because I'm more of a visual learner. And I'm finding the audience that that is a part of the Huddle community. They enjoy the slide presentation. You sometimes can do, you know, banners within StreamYards or Restream or Ecamm, depending on your stream platform. You can do it that way. But I just find slide presentations the most work for me. Sometimes you can also do videos through a video reaction. Whatever works to be able to get the content out that it adds value to the viewer, and they're, you know, they're communicating it to you, whether if they're part of Team Live or Team Hashtag Team Replay.
That's right. And everybody's here, you're Team Live, in case you didn't know that. So
that's right.
And then as you're engaging your audience, then you answer audience questions. So as they ask questions, and you make time in your stream to answer those questions. And I really, one of the things I love about live so much is that you get great questions. Also, I'm always amazed at the interaction that happens between people that are on the live stream, that are chatting. They're like, hey, you know, saying hi to each other. And I love that part of it. That's another part what makes this whole live streaming process more exciting for me. This is why I look forward to Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern to go live, because I get such an adrenaline rush out of it. And so you've gone live and you've answered questions, you engage your audience, and now you end your broadcast. So let's talk about that. So question of the day. So tell me about that. What's the thought process there on the question of the day?
Question of the day, first of all, it's going to, you know, promote or encourage engagement from your audience. And so the topic today of what we're talking about here is the importance of having a live stream checklist. And when you do a question of the day, you can do it either from an open-ended question or a closed-ended question. And so my question of the day for tonight, for our audience tonight, would be, do you have a live stream checklist, closed-ended question, and how often are you going back to refer to it to help you as a live streamer?
Yep, and that's great. And then you have a call to action. So this is where you say, hey, it's you know, subscribe, hit that like button, be sure to hit the bell notification.
Exactly.
To tell people, hey, you know, just, but you really need to have just one call to action, because if you give everybody 14 things to do, they're not going to do any of them. But if you say, you know what, you know, hit that like button, hit that like button, or subscribe, or hit that bell, you just give one call to action. And yeah, that's good. And stick around, because later on, I'm going to tell you how you can get a copy of this checklist for your very own, since you have this checklist. So you won't have just the video. You can go, oh, look, I got a PDF of the checklist. Walter has made that available. And we'll talk about that here in just a little bit.
Definitely.
So going back, you thank your guests. Oh, so call to action. So call to action, hit that like button. You thank your guests. So, you know, Walter, thank you so much for being on the show. Of course, don't go anywhere. Stick around, because we got more show to go. We're just going through the checklist right now. Well, I'm just going through the checklist, Walter. Don't run off on me yet.
Okay. So. Okay. Boom. Hey, see, this is how it works. This is how, and you know what? You may say, well, once you've been doing this for a while, why do I need to have a checklist? Let me drop a truth bomb on you. Why this is so important? A couple of weeks ago, I was doing a live stream, had a guest on, and going through my normal process, and I had thought at the process of before starting the show that I had my microphone, which is a UBS microphone, plugged in correctly. What I did not realize when I checked the microphone, I accidentally took the plug out of my laptop. So it was operating on battery for a period of time. And then the battery on the laptop died midstream. Now, I didn't know it was the battery. I just thought it was the stream itself that it died. And by the time I figured everything out, got back on, my guests ended up leaving, unfortunately, because, you know, they didn't realize what was going on. It kind of was a shock to them. But then it made me go back and said, I need to go back and revamp my live stream checklist. I had one, but I was like, I got to go back, revamp this, and I got to make it better where other people can get value out of it. And so that's why it was like, you got to have a live stream checklist that you have to go back and review from time to time. You know, simple as just if you're using your Mac or PC and the power plug is unplugged, hey, it's things like that that can prevent, you know, disaster.
Yeah, well, and the other part is that you can get too comfortable. If you've gone live so many mm-hmm. times, you can forget the basics. Wait, did I not do a call to action? Oh, man, no, I didn't do a call to action. Or did I give my hook? Did I tell people what the value proposition of this episode is? Did I do that? Because sometimes I will get so excited to go live, to hit that go live button, I will forget. I will just blank out those things that I should have done. And so having a checklist is just a great way to make sure that, you know, you are, you know, staying on top of things.
Definitely. And
then the other part is definitely want to thank your audience. You know, I love you guys that come and watch this live stream. I love the people that come and watch the replays. I love the comments, that interaction. I mean, I want so much to give value to you. I know Walter definitely feels the same way. He wants to make sure that when you watch his live stream, that he is giving you something of value that you can take away after the show is over. And so definitely want to thank everybody that's watching right now, because I would not do this without you guys, because you guys make this so worth the time and effort. And plus, I've met so many amazing people online that I would not have met otherwise. And so this has been such a rewarding adventure that I've been on. So,
And if I may add, right, the simple fact that people like Tallboy, Marcus, Adobe, Robert, they're taking time out their schedule to watch and to be a part of something. And, you know, and guess what? Guess what's on tonight? They had a choice between watching the Major League Baseball All-Star Game or watch Tech Troublemaker. And look what they chose. Tech Troublemaker! That's all right there, man. I mean, you won over All-Star Baseball. Got to give a shout out to Tallboy and Adobe 5 and Marcus. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
I don't know how to respond to that. Partially I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah. All right. Okay, so you want to give your closing. You know, hey, yes. I'm getting ready. But you want to make sure that you don't tell people, okay, here in a few minutes, the stream is going to be over. Don't do that, because you'll have people just run away right away. But you kind of wrap it up, and then you hit your outro music, and then you end your broadcast.
That's right.
It's not over. There's more homework, more to do.
That's right.
You have to optimize what you've done.
Good
you've got to go back then and add your chapters.
Yes.
So one of the things I find, though, is like, I have to wait till the video processes in YouTube before I can add the chapters. Sometimes it takes 12 hours or 14 hours from the process. Sometimes it takes an hour. I'm really surprised.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
How? Wow, that's interesting. Because for me, and this may be something we may have to talk off air, and maybe, you know, for those of you who are a part of Team Live tonight, if you're doing live stream, how soon can you put your chapters in? Because I typically can get my chapters in within an hour after the stream.
Yeah, it does not consistently happen for me that way. Sometimes I have to wait 12 hours or 14 hours, and sometimes I can within an hour go in and do my chapters and stuff. So, in case you don't know, you know, what's the chapters? Well, so when you go watch a YouTube video these days, and you'll see the breaks at the bottom, you know, the breaks at the bottom and say, okay, you know, what's this topic here? And then it gets this far into it, 5 minutes in, it's on this topic. And then, you know, another few minutes in, it's this topic. Those things are used by Google. Well, I'm sorry, YouTube and Google, because it owns YouTube, to optimize your video and go through and find what viewers may be interested in. And so when you do a search on YouTube or on Google, you know, let's say, for example, you got a segment that covers just a topic that person is searching for, it will take them right to that topic. And exactly. So why you say, well, no, I really want them to watch the whole video. Well, I'm of the mindset, I'd rather watch part of my video than none of my video. So correct. If they watch a part of it and that benefits them, you know, a lot of people, I just want the answer. I don't want the color commentary that tells me how you came to that answer. We all know 2 + 2 = 4, but we don't have to talk about why 2 and 2 really equals 4. You know, it's just there. And then you add cards. So those are like info cards. It could point people to playlists, or it could point people to another video about something similar that you think your viewers would be interested in. There isn't even an option where YouTube chooses what video to send them to for you. You know, you can do that. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll do that. And then pin your comment. So tell me about that. Why would you pin a comment?
Well, pinning a comment helps in terms of, one, if you want to direct a person who's watching your live stream, a part of your live stream for the first time, and maybe they want to look for another piece of content to watch, you can put a URL link from the previous live stream and pin that comment onto it. Or you can pin a comment where you want to get more engagement by having a follow-up question to the question of the day, to have more activity within your comment section. So those are just two reasons why you can pin comment. And then third, if someone comments and then it's something it's a comment that you feel that really the replay viewers can really benefit from, you can highlight that comment as well as part of pinning comment. And these are just some of the things that YouTube and, you know, third-party tools, again, not sponsored by TubeBuddy or vidIQ, but they're encouraging this. They have their own little checklist themselves where they say, do your end screens, do your chapters, yeah, do your pinned comments. All of these things are here to help us as content creators to have more engagement on our content.
Okay. And then next, repurpose your content.
Repurpose your content.
So in my case, I take my episodes and then I go back and edit the audio and I turn them into my podcast, which has been growing strangely. I thought at first taking my video audio and turning it into a podcast, nobody'd want to listen to that. But strangely, I'm getting more listeners and more subscribers to my podcast because of it. So that's very fascinating to me. I don't know the science behind that, but it is exciting to see people downloading the podcast and listening. And so I do like when folks show up here live on the stream, because that way we can interact and talk. Otherwise, I only see when people reach out to me on Twitter and send me DMs and ask me questions and stuff about the podcast. So, what do you do, Walter, to repurpose your content?
I mean, some of the tips I'm using for repurposing my content is I'm turning them into IG Reels, Instagram posts, because I'm focusing more on Instagram and LinkedIn primarily as those two platforms. And then I'm also using short form content for 2 to 3 minutes on YouTube, because I do believe you have to have a good balance of uploaded videos along with live stream videos. Just think about it. If you just have all a YouTube channel, just nothing but shorts, you know, you may get a ton of views, you may get a ton of subscribers, but if you start putting long form content and you've conditioned your audience into just watching one form of content, then you're hurting the growth. So just having that short form content to be added with my live streams gives a good balanced meal, I believe.
Good stuff. All right. So let's talk about how to get to that checklist.
Yes.
And by the way, you got to stick around because we're going to have the lightning round here in just a few moments.
Oh, yes. The lightning round.
All right. So it's in the description. You'll find this link right here. www.walterstrongthethird.com/the-huddle. And you want to scroll down to the Huddle community and join Walter's email list, and he will send you that PDF. That's a checklist that I've been using. Anyway, and all right. So get your own copy of it, because this is a very helpful document. It doesn't cost anything. It's free. And so the other cool thing is that he'll let you know when he goes live as well, so you can catch him on Saturdays. And in case you forget, don't forget, because he's going live. You want to see him 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings Eastern and 8 a.m. Pacific. And I wish I could tell you what time it was in the UK. Let's see. Let's do the math. 11. Okay, so it'll be 4 o'clock. Sounds in the UK. So yes, 5 hour difference. About right. I think that's also the same time for Marcus. He may be 6 hours off. So anyway, so here, and I see that my fat head's in the way. Blogging, but it says an email address. So yeah, so just hit that link and go to his page, and that will get you there. And then, wow, this is really blurry. I apologize about that. I'll just show you his links. But you want to go to Walter Strong III, the Huddle, to go to his YouTube page. I also have I have these links in the description, so you don't have to try to write these down. Just go hit the links in the description to go to all his social, all the places where he's very social at. And definitely doing some amazing stuff on Instagram as well. So I've been enjoying your stuff on Instagram.
Thank you.
So yeah, good stuff. Good stuff there. And speaking of audience engagement, there's been a lot of activity going on while we were talking. So let's go find out what everybody's talking about tonight. So let's see. Sure. Wow, I missed a lot of stuff.
See, this is why we got to go to the checklist.
So talking about, getting your game face on, I was going to tell you, Tall Boy and I were talking before the live stream, and I'm going to tell you, thank you, Tall Boy. Thank you so much, Corey, for the motivational speech you gave me before I went live tonight. I really do appreciate that. So that was some good stuff. Let's see. Great question. Yep. Lord Walter, yes, getting comfortable will get you in trouble. Yes, that is true. Getting comfortable will mess you up. I have made so many mistakes when I got too comfortable. Mm-hmm. If you go live and you don't have any nerves at all, I think that's dangerous. I think you need just a little touch of nervousness and adrenaline to just kind of, just kind of make sure you have an edge to you. It's mm-hmm. about building community. let's see. So this was a few minutes ago. It was American League 3 and National League 2. So by the way, so thank you for watching this. And Tall Boy's going to
all right, Tall Boy. Right? Thanks for the update.
And then Tall Boy says, I take 72 hours because I rewatch the show. Don't have time to do it immediately after. So yeah, I'm with you there.
Okay.
And there's been a couple times where I said something that was probably sensitive information, so I had to go edit that out. Or accidentally shared a number and I had to go blur it out. So, there's I wish there was a way to mark it. Yeah, definitely in midstream. Actually, there is. You could do a little clap. There's one of the things I do when I'm doing a podcast is if I'm recording it and I make a big mistake, I'll clap because that makes the audio do a high. You'll see the audio wave do a big jump. And I use that as a marker to tell me, okay, I need to go back and fix that. So, Hey, Marcus wants to provide the mathematical proof as to why 2 + 2 = 4. Thank you very much. 2 + 2 can also equal 5 if you use larger values of 2. I'm just going to say that. So
there you go.
Thank you, Marcus. how do you pin a comment? So, yeah. So
great question.
Yeah. So you want to talk through that?
Sure. So when you... After your stream is ended, you can go right into the actual, click on the actual YouTube video, and then right in the comment section, you basically, if you're going to type in a previous live stream link for viewers to watch that you want to put a part of your end cards and your end screen, and then the three buttons to the right, it will give you the option. One of them will say pin comment. And then you click on pin, and then it'll ask you to confirm. And then once you pin that comment, it'll make that comment to go up to the top. So as other individuals then comment, that comment will always stay to the top of it.
Yep.
Great question, Tall Boy.
I use that sometimes. So like, for example, if somebody asks something and somehow we didn't see it on the stream, I'll use that sometimes to answer questions, or I may put a comment to give additional details about something we covered in the live stream. People, oh, okay, yeah, they talked about this, and you know, so I'm one of those people that if I do something with information, I want to show you my source so that you know that I didn't just make this up. So Tallboy says, editing is a beast. Where do you find time to create short form content?
I've learned to stay in my lane, and my lane is to create content. You go and you get someone else who can do it. And that's what I had to do. I had to get someone else to do it, which I've gotten an outsource and got an editor. I tried doing it for a while, and my editing skills are not to the level of me being a content creator. So I outsourced it, and it's worked ever since, which reminds me I got to get some content to him this week.
Okay, lightning round. Yes, the lightning round's coming. Hey, everyone. Hey, Sammy Superstar.
Sammy the Superstar.
Marcus is giving us lightning bolts for lightning round. Hey, Sammy. Hey, yep. BDG Grooming's out there tonight. Thanks, sir. I am enjoying the products that was sent. I won some beard products on his channel. Well, somebody else won, and they gave them to me, so I've been using them. So,
okay. Cool.
And Tallboy says respect. There we go. You clap to create a chapter. Well, okay. So I will tell you the easiest way to create chapters, if you happen to be subscribed to TubeBuddy, they have added, on the lowest tier even, they've added a functionality where you can go in and very easily watch your video and mark the chapters. Correct. Works so much. It's great. I think it's worth the, you know, I'm on the lowest tier. I got it. It's very cheap. And I still say TubeBuddy is way, this is just my opinion, TubeBuddy is better for small channels. VidIQ is better for bigger channels. Why?
For bigger channels. I would agree with that.
Costs so much, you need to be making some money to make VidIQ worth the expense. You can be out of pocket the little bit amount of money TubeBuddy costs, because they have a tier for people under less than 1,000 subscribers that's really cheap for if you buy a year. So that's what I recommend. Please remember to give a thumbs up. It helps create. Yes, thumbs up. Yeah, likes do help.
Yes.
Help YouTube see if I even exist. Thanks to the tutorial and the pinned comment. Yep. Can you pin a comment midstream? Yes, you can. You have to go to YouTube Studio.
To do that, yeah.
And you can pin something that's being one of the comments. Anyway, and you can pin, yeah. So like Marcus said, you can pin comments in live chat, but they're separate from the normal YouTube comments. So you could pin a live chat, of course, because you can't comment while live stream is happening. But then after the live stream, then you can comment and then you pin those. But you can highlight a chat in the live chat. So that's it. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready. The Flash is off TV, off CW, so I am the fastest man alive.
All right, we're gonna do the live round. All right, so let me make sure everything is ready, and let's see what happens. All right, so I do have a countdown timer, 3 minutes, don't stress too much about the timer. You know, if you want to give us a little context about this, in case you don't know, the lightning round is a this or that game, and so Walter is gonna give us the this or that answers for this. Here we go. First question: audiobook or ebook?
Audiobook.
All right. Waffle House or Denny's?
Waffle House.
All right. SpongeBob or Patrick?
SpongeBob.
Pizza or tacos?
Pizza.
Sports or movies?
Movies.
All right. Bungee jumping or skydiving?
Bungee jumping.
All right. Salt and vinegar or sour cream and onion potato chips?
Salt and vinegar.
Yeah, me too. America's Got Talent or American Idol?
America's Got Talent.
All right. Drawing or painting?
Drawing.
All right. Bowling or putt-putt?
Bowling.
Disney World or Universal Studios?
Mom, I'm going to Disney World!
All right. Would you rather live in a mansion or a farmhouse?
Mansion.
Okay. All right, do you pronounce images GIF or JIF?
GIFs.
Okay. Macaroni salad or potato salad?
Macaroni salad.
All right. Hang with friends at home or party with friends out of town?
Hang with friends at home.
All right. Summer or winter?
Summer.
And finally, the last question, ninjas or pirates?
Arr, ninjas.
All right. Ninjas for the win. Ninjas for the win. I like that slight there. I'm going to throw you off. I'm going to say, arr, and then I'm going to say ninjas. I'll get you. So, all right. Yep.
Well, you know, I should reconsider because I like SpongeBob. I go, arr, SpongeBob, because he does arc, but nah, ninjas.
All right, so let's talk about all the places. So, first of all, Walter Strong's YouTube channel is Walter Strong the Third, The Huddle. So, if you go search for that, you will find his YouTube channel. Next up, if you want to find his website, and by the way, the website has links to everything, and I'll show you his website here in a sec, WalterStrongTheThird.com. So, go there, and that has links to all of his social, as well as the link for you to get this list. And then Instagram, which you got to go meet him on Instagram because he's doing some cool stuff there. So Instagram, Walter Strong III. So yeah, those are all the fun places to go find him.
You can find me.
So yeah, there you go. And that is, let's see what else. Let's see what we got here. Oh, we got Tall Boy. We got some folks gave us some answers. Let's see what they said. Let's see.
Yeah, let's answer some questions.
All right, let's see. Well, Tallboy says, so a moderator would be recommended for pinned comments. So if you're doing it in chat, then I actually don't know that a moderator can do that. You'd have to give them an awful lot of power. I think they can, actually. They can actually pin chat. They can't pin comments,
they can pin chat, but they can't pin comments.
Yep. Tallboy says Waffle House.
Great.
He says Taco Bell, so he's tacos instead of pizza. He wants to go skydiving.
You go right ahead, bud.
Yeah. Marcus says, I'm pretty sure only the channel owner can pin comments. Yeah, I think that is correct. Only the channel owner can pin comments. Tallboy wants to go bowling.
He wants to go
to Universal Studios. He says GIF. He says potato salad. He says summer. And Adobe says, arr, ninjas.
There you go.
All right. Walter, thank you so much for the awesome checklist. So I really enjoyed that. As soon as you showed me that, I said, man, I got to get everybody to see this checklist Walter put together. So I definitely recommend going and click that link and go visit Walter's website and go get you that checklist. You want it.
Definitely.
And then come back and watch this video. We explain why you need that checklist. And we talk about each of the pieces of it. So hopefully that was time well spent for everybody. And I really do appreciate you being on the show. Any last thoughts we need to tell everybody before they run off?
Last thoughts. Just continue to, when you get ready to go live, have your game face on. Have your game face on. And be real with yourself. Even if you're having a tough morning, but you had the courage to say, I'm willing to go live despite my tough morning or tough week. Even in doing that, have your game face on. And in having your game face on is even sometimes just being real with your audience and saying, hey, look, my game face is on, but I'm just having a tough moment right now. But I'm just glad you guys are here because I want to add value. And you'll have a great stream as a result of it.
I have to wait till I publish the stream to finish the checklist, Walter, because I haven't got the part. I got to do the part that says in your broadcast, so. I gotta end the broadcast and then question of the day, call to action. Okay, thank you, guests. So definitely, Walter, thank you so much as always.
Yeah,
it's a blast having you on the show. And
I'm humbled and honored.
I have fun aggravating you on your show when you're live. I'm sorry, participating, being a
you got it right. Man, but I love you for it all the more. I would have it. Because if you didn't, I would know something's wrong with you.
All right. Tallboy says, good stuff, guys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thanks so much, everybody, that came by. And thank you for streaming. Good night. Yes, Marcus, go get some sleep or start work.
Yes, Marcus. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, that came by. BTG Beard, Adobe. My wife came by. Sammy Superstar.
Queen.
Yep. Did I miss anybody? Anyway, just thank you to everybody that came by. And that is it. That's our show tonight. We're going to call it. And now I have to hit a button and say outro. That's what I'm supposed to do now. So here's the outro.